This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is a Lock and Load. Podcasts are at the tip of the spear when it comes to dissemination of information. There's so many of them out there right now, and there's so many really good ones. And in the arena of Second Amendment, it is one of the one thing that is sort of not going to be deplatformed anytime soon. We might lose YouTube, we might lose Facebook, we might lose Twitter, but podcasts will still be out there. Joining me tonight from a very unique podcast, Street Warrior Radio, and we're just going to go by what he goes by, because we're going to look behind the curtain in ways that I've been sort of curious about. Joining me from the Street Warrior Radio podcast is JC. Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Okay, I don't hear him. You there now, JC? Yeah, I got you.
You hear me now?
I do.
All right, great.
So.
That's weird.
That's the whole thing about live radio. It's so much drama.
Right.
Yeah. Tell me about Street Warrior.
Well, Street Warrior Radio is a podcast with my partner, Big Bo, and I, who's here with me.
What's going on?
Hey, Big Bo. I didn't know you'd be here. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically it's a podcast dedicated to life lessons that both Big Bo and I have learned through our time on the street as police officers and through life, and kind of how we have dealt with different situations, different experiences, and hopefully we can translate those to other people who are possibly going through the same types of things. And through that, you know, hopefully they can relate to that, and it'll help them in the process.
One thing about police officers, like the one who got my shooting mojo back for me is a police officer. He didn't get it back for me, but he sure did help me. And police officers, since Ferguson, were you guys being vilified as much prior to Ferguson? Or was I just missing something? Or since Ferguson, has it really gotten bad? Or what are you, in your jurisdiction, what do you guys find?
Well, it was kind of, I guess it depended on where you worked, really.
Right.
Officers now, like, you know, I started my career in Dallas, and Dallas, Texas. And, you know, most of the time for a good chunk of the start of my career was in the southern part of the city, which demographically is predominantly African American and Hispanic. And it was kind of half and half, reception, as far as, when you show up on a call or whatever, or when you interact with the public, you have some people that were against you and some people that supported you. I feel like, since then, it's kind of been, it's kind of gone downhill in a lot of ways. However, one thing, you know, sometimes out of tragedy comes great things. And, when the July 7th attacks happened in Dallas, and the five officers were killed, including Brent Thompson, somebody that I worked with pretty closely.
Right.
It tended to change the attitude in our area, for the most part. And I think it's pretty good for the most part. You know, Big Bo and I both work for the same agency, and we work in a smaller town, that's connected to the larger, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And I think overall in our area in particular, the attitudes are pretty good towards law enforcement. But I do know several officers in different locations, and some of them have it really bad. Some of them have it really great. It just depends on kind of where they work. And I found that kind of in the the larger urban environments, it tends to be a little worse for officers as opposed to suburban or rural areas.
Now, today, I sort of opened up a can of worms, and let's ask this to Big Bo since you're here, brother.
Okay.
I saw where Colin Kaepernick is now the face of Nike, which is fine. I don't have an issue with the kid. You know, he went out there and he decided to take a stand on something based on perception, because I think he gets most of his information from the big magic box. And he believes it, and he's paying the price for this. But now he's now the face of the 30th anniversary Just Do It Nike campaign. And the caption under his picture, which they did a nice dramatic black and white of his zoom up of his eyes, believing in something even if you sacrifice everything. And the idea that this millionaire sacrificed anything is beyond my comprehension. I'm ex-military, so, you know, I know about sacrifice, and this kid hasn't sacrificed. And I look at law enforcement, they've sacrificed and everything else. And I'm just, half of the country seems to think this guy is going through the struggle. For you guys in law enforcement, when you see the taking a knee thing, does it insult you?
Well, I speak on this from, I also served in the military. And to me, that's his right. It's sort of, you know, when they tell you when you go and serve in the military, you're fighting for everyone else's freedoms.
Sure.
He has the First Amendment to do that if he wants to do that. If he wants to take a knee, if he wants to do that, he's not, you know, necessarily cursing at the military or being very disrespectful at the military. He could do it a different way, but that's the way he chooses to do his protest. I don't agree with it, but I don't necessarily have a problem with it. If that's how he wants to protest, if that's his choice, that's his First Amendment right to protest like that. That's his free speech. And I fought and I sacrificed for
people. Sure,
for
sure, I did too, yeah. I did too. You know, the only problem is that this is also based upon perception.
Yeah.
And my perception of this is that he doesn't know you, he doesn't know JC, and he's out there making this statement. So, yes, I did fight for the First Amendment and all this other stuff, but I also have a First Amendment, and I was just making the statement that, wow.
Exactly.
And this isn't about Colin Kaepernick and him taking a knee.
Campaign to put him out there and
make it seem sacrifice. He's sacrificed.
But, you know. Everybody's got to make money, I guess. They want to piggyback off something.
Sure. That's fine. They can do that if they want to. I don't really have an issue with it, but at the same time, somebody had an issue with me pointing it out, and that became a big old thing. I'm not a big Facebook fan, so.
Now, I'm not a Facebook fan either.
Yeah. Now, we're coming up on the first break. When we get back, I want to hear about the genesis of the podcast, and I want to, you know, police officers operate in a heightened state, more so than I ever operated in the military. And I mean, I was in during the Cold War, boys. So, you know, we thought the Soviet Union was a thing back during the Cold War. So, there was a little bit of a tension, but most of the time it was a party. You guys, on the other hand, You never know from moment to moment. So I want to talk about the genesis of the Street Warrior podcast, how this came about. And, of course, we definitely, as we come into the break, where's the website? Where's everything at associated with Street Warrior Radio podcast?
Well, the website is streetwarriorradio.com. And, of course, we're on all the different social media platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And all those, you can just simply either at Street Warrior Radio or search Street Warrior Radio in the search bar. And that's pretty much where to find us.
And, of course, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, all that other stuff.
We're on every podcast platform pretty much. Anywhere you can find a podcast, you're going to be able to pull our feed. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, et cetera.
Are you guys having any luck with them? I'll ask you about this when we get back. I just got on Spotify. I'd like to know what your opinion of that one is. Okay. We'll be right back. We're talking to JC and Big Bo from the Street Warrior Radio podcast. And this is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Tell me, guys, with the podcast, which, you know, podcasting is beginning to catch on as social media sort of goes left. How are you guys finding the Spotify experience?
you know, funny, I looked at the Spotify, our analytics today for Spotify, and in comparison to things like iTunes and Google Play, it's really a very, very small part of our listenership actually looks at it, listens through Spotify.
Right.
Overall, it's pretty easy for us anyway. Our host, our podcasting host, actually, you know, takes care of most of the podcast, or sorry, the Spotify stuff for us. So
right.
It's really, I got to deal with, but Spotify's been, you know, it's been okay. I guess it's cool that we're on Spotify. There's tons of people. I use Spotify personally.
Me too.
So I guess it's cool. I don't know. It's worked out, I guess, but it is a small part of our listenership for sure.
I don't know just exactly how. Do you guys use Libsyn?
No, we use Blueberry, actually.
Okay. Libsyn makes that pretty easy to go to these various places. As I would love, I may need to look at Blueberry at some point later on down the road, but that's also beside the point. Anyway, how did you guys, I mean, at what point did you, JC, or did you, Big Bo, get out there and say, you know, I think we ought to do a podcast about what we do?
I'll let JC take this one.
Well, I kind of got into podcasts a couple years ago kind of had it playing in the background as I was working either my regular job or my extra jobs. And I started listening to podcasts like, you know, the Tim Ferriss Show and Jocko's podcast. And as I started getting more and more into it, I started thinking, you know, I spend half of my career teaching new officers how to be cops and putting off all the experiences that I've had, which have been a lot, action packed into a relatively short amount of time, 12 years,
right.
Things that I've been through. And I take those experiences and I put them on junior officers and help try to mold them to be better cops and to, you know, survive the things that they may have to face. And I thought that, you know, it's not just things that I've been through in my professional life. There's also a large rabbit trail of things I've been through in my personal life. And I thought, you know, I could do this. You know, I could get on here. I've got a past in music production and sound engineering and all that. I was like, I can do all this stuff. I can put this information out there and hopefully help somebody. So I went to the Big Bo about it and kind of proposed the idea and I was like, hey, this is what I want to do. This is kind of how I want to do it. Now, granted, it's evolved greatly. We were 26 episodes in, and it's evolved just, I mean, amazingly since the very first one. But, you know, I kind of threw that idea out at him, and he was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we kind of bumbled our way through the first several episodes and kind of
sure.
We got our, you know, kind of a format. And that's kind of how it's been ever since.
I will tell you this. I have never met anybody. Now, I don't get out very often. But I have never met anybody that went to school to be a broadcaster that has turned into a broadcaster. So
right.
Broadcasting is something that is almost self-taught.
Sure.
I mean, this radio show began as a voicemail.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's podcasting, though, is fun, and it is amongst all the ways to get your word out. This is the one, you know, when I'm approaching a sponsor or something like that, I get out there and they're like, well, what's your social media like? You know, so I just tell them, well, you know, social media is on the decline.
Right.
Because it is. I mean, Facebook is down 47% since 2016. And then with the remaining posts that are out there, if you have a business page or a show page for Street Warrior Radio, they're going to throttle that by 70, 80%. So they want you to boost it. And then if you get out there and boost it, I mean, I tried to boost an ad for underwear the other day, and they wouldn't let me do that because they sell guns.
Yeah, they're pretty they're some sticklers over there.
Yeah,
so it's kind of hard, that social media, managing that with the podcast. And we found from talking to other people that have podcasts that have been successful in the type of area that we're successful in the demographic, they've told us just let it grow organically. And we found that has been the best formula for us, is letting it grow organically and getting the word of mouth. And, you know, getting on your show is really big for us. And, we're hoping that that's going to trend us upward and get us into the right spot and get more listeners to our page so that someone can hear us. And, you know, when people hear our show, they're always like, wow, that's really good. I can use that. Or you guys help me in this. And, you know, people send us questions and we try to answer them on the air. And that's what this is all about. That's what our show was built on, was to give young officers some job experience just by listening to us and some life experience. You know, like, hey, we're not perfect. We're cops, but we've lived some pretty crappy lives before. So, you know, here's our story. Hopefully it'll help you.
Yeah. And on top of that, it hadn't been just cops. We've had tons of people from across the spectrum reach out to us and say, wow, you guys have really changed, you know, my perspective on police officers, or you guys have, you know, what you said in this particular episode or whatever really spoke to me, and I'm kind of going through that right now. So it's that alone has kind of made it all worth it. Even if we were to never, you know, we've been fortunate enough to pick up a sponsor here and there, but, you know, even if we never did and we never made a dime off of it, that makes it 100% worth it. It's just the feedback that we've gotten back from people. So it's been pretty awesome when it comes to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it will come. And organic is, that's the thing about podcasting, is it is all organic. Nobody's figured out a way to game that system just yet. There's no automatic listens. There's no nothing. So you guys are really doing it the only way you can. And I'm fairly certain most police officers, I would think, would be somewhat reluctant, shall I say, to lay it out there like this. So,
well, there's a lot of factors involved in that too. You know, you got, aside from the fact that, you know, we've talked about this on our show about...
Is this going to be a long answer, because we're coming up on the next break? Why don't you... Let's talk about that, why a police officer would be reluctant, and what makes Street Warrior Radio so unique. Anybody out there that's listening, podcasts, you know, this show started as a podcast. Lots of shows start as podcasts. This is where people cut their chops, and these guys are picking it up. I saw them flitting across the horizon. I was like, oh, now that's interesting. That's a little different, and that's why I reached out to them. Go check them out. Street Warrior Radio Podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and every way out there, known to man, and there's quite a few of them. Everybody that's getting podcasts knows. So
yeah.
We will be right back in about, I think, about 5 minutes, yeah. My guests are the JC and Big Bo from Street Warrior Radio Podcast. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
The first day of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing before a Senate Judiciary Committee wrapped up Tuesday, with the judge getting to speak for the first time.
Over the past 8 weeks, I've witnessed firsthand the Senate's deep appreciation for the vital role of the American judiciary. I have met with 65 senators, including almost every member of this committee. Those meetings are sometimes referred to as courtesy calls, but that term understates how substantive and personal our discussions have been. I've greatly enjoyed all 65 meetings.
Today in Phoenix, Arizona, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed former Senator John Kyle as the replacement for the late Senator John McCain. Ducey explains why he chose Kyle.
There is no one in Arizona with the stature of Senator John Kyle. He is a man
without comparable peer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to JC and Big Bo from the Street Warrior Radio podcast. I just asked them, now these two gentlemen are current active law enforcement officers, giving you a look at the what goes on behind when the door closes on the patrol car, if you will, behind the glass. And I just asked them a question in the last segment about, aren't most police officers a little reluctant to sort of, you know, lay that all out there and put it on audio and on the interwebs and everything? And I think JC was about to tell me, and then we had to go pay some bills. So anyway, please,
right?
Please, sir.
So really, I think there's other cop shows out there, podcasts out there with either active or retired police officers, you know, and. What kind of makes it, our show a little bit different, is we kind of push the boundaries as far as what we talk about. And this is why I think most officers would probably be reluctant to have something like what we have, in that there's department policy, there's, perception, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that go with, things that police officers do, both on duty and off duty. And I think we see tons of examples of that in the media, unfortunately. But we wanted the show to be very much a kind of what happens when two partners are in a car and nobody else is around sort of conversation. Which I think makes it very unique and kind of goes off the rails sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think the way our show is really, really, like I said, pushes those boundaries. And when you have those social constraints and those department constraints, it's why we don't use our real names. We use fake names for the show, and that was an agreement we made with our employer. And you know, we don't mention where we work or anything like that.
Sure.
That way, anything that we might, any crazy crap that we might say, might not come back on the department. There might be any sort of negative perceptions. And I think that's probably the main reason why that most officers wouldn't probably go to that next level. Now you have your people out there like, your you know social media people like Mike the Cop or Officer Daniels or those people that have taken it in a different format and do kind of some crazy things. But you know, most of those people are either part time, they're no longer full time for the most part, and so there's really not a lot of you know if they had to quit their free you know reserve job, it wouldn't be like a big deal for them because they obviously have made a living out of it.
Right.
But for us, you know, we kind of have to toe a little bit of a line, but we do push the boundaries quite a bit.
Yes.
For sure.
Now, was you made reference to the killing of police officers in Dallas, Texas. Was that a rough time for you guys?
Yeah.
Well, it's so close to home, you know, and then, you know, I had some personal connections to that. So it was... Yeah, I think it was difficult across the board for everybody.
Well, and then we both have families, so, you know, they worry about us because it's so close to home, and, you know, we're going out there to work. I think me and JC worked the next night, actually, after that happened. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff on our brain and a lot of stuff on our family's brain when we go out there that next night.
So when this happens in law enforcement, I've always wanted to ask this question, and you guys have worked with big departments, so I'm very curious about this. When this happens... In law enforcement, do the higher ups learn from the mistake and try to implement policy and procedure where this is not going to be a repeat? I mean, like for in one of the times when the guy was moving up on the other guy, he sort of did this. The police officer was too close to cover.
Correct.
And this guy's coming up on him, and he jukes left, and the police officer can't really respond to that, and then he pops up behind him and guns him down. Did they take the time to teach the regular officer a little bit about fire maneuver?
That is a that's a good question. I would say it really depends on where you work. The answer to that question is going to be very departmental specific because we as a society tend to learn lessons but have a short memory, right? So. Stuff starts to, as things start to normalize, things start to go back to the way we've always done it. And I think across the board, there were lessons that were learned that were definitely taken away from, such as implementing body armor programs for, you know, rifle rated plates and definitely maybe sharpening some of the patrol rifle issues that were out there.
Right.
And specifically in that particular incident, you know, there were a lot of communication breakdowns where you had officers that were literally trying to retreat to their vehicles in order to retrieve those items, which, of course, by and large, we don't wear. And they were either denied by line supervision or levels above them for whatever reason. And that's a whole nother, you know, ridiculously long conversation to have, but
and
there's a lot of dynamics to it, but I think overall there was a positive that came from it in how law enforcement officers and departments, especially department administrations, respond to those sorts of situations and what the practices are. But I would tell you that as far as when it comes to training and tactics to deal with those kind of things, our industry's definitely could be a lot better, for sure.
Well, I mean, the problem lies in the nature of the job, though, right? You guys aren't soldiers. You have to be psychologists. You have to be a problem solver. You have to be sometimes a role model. You've got so many different hats you've got to wear, so to get out there and be a fire maneuver infantryman is sort of difficult to do. It's very hard to translate. Do you guys ride in one-man cars or two-man cars?
One-man.
One man. So you're not really even in a fire team where you can double up and start doing bounding.
Correct.
So it's very difficult to do the translation and everything. But at the same time, I would hope that your hires up would look at that and say, this is something good. We're just going to have to do.
Yeah, and we're you know, Big Bon and I are fortunate in where we work, simply because most of our administration actually comes from. That area, that department. So, the lessons that they learned have translated over to us. And then I'm a firearms and tactics trainer. So I took a lot of those lessons and studied them extensively. But I will tell you that, you know, despite the fact that police officers have really become kind of a catch-all for a lot of different things.
Right.
A lot of things that police officers really have no business doing, but it's kind of become the standard. And we have to deal with all these different things from a noise complaint to an aggravated assault, the next call to a whatever the next call. And there has to be this baseline level of understanding from the officer's perspective and from the admin's perspective that these things could kick off at any second. And it doesn't matter where you work, where statistically it may be less likely to happen in a very rural area, but you know, these suburban areas that are connected to large urban areas, you know, they very much run the risk of dealing with situations like that because there's spillover all the time, especially where we work,
right.
A massive area of interconnected cities, you know, things spill over all the time. And these departments, they have to be prepared and they have to train for these sorts of incidents and have to have the mindset to be able to deal with those. And sometimes that's a very uncomfortable conversation for people to have when they're trying to project a, you know, officer-friendly sort of deal
with
the department in the community. And that's a very uncomfortable conversation sometimes.
Yeah. And we're coming up on the next break, so I'm not going to ask you this question because otherwise you'll start. So, the Street Warrior Radio Podcast. You can tell right now, if you're listening to these guys right now, I can only imagine some of the stuff that they put out there on a regular basis. This is what would make this compelling listening. And for those of you out there that are out there and you feel the need to do the are we being detained kind of thing, give these guys a listen and then cut them a break. They're just trying to do the job.
That's right.
Talking to JC and Big Bo from the Street Warrior Radio Podcast, this is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project.
811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to JC and Big Bo from the Street Warrior Radio Podcast. I would imagine, see, when guys, when I have a bad day, I'm out there and I'm pitching and I'm trying to get somebody to let me broadcast at, SHOT Show or trying to get a new sponsor or something, and then I come off of that and I'm like, you know, I had a really bad day. And then I come in here and I do the show. And, now, do you guys, do you upload even at times when you guys are out there and you have some really raw emotion occurring?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's been a couple
episodes like that for sure. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There's been a couple episodes where, we've had it. Just a rough day, a rough week, and a rough month, and we're both like, you know what, let's go put an episode out. And we put it out, and we put it all there on the line, and we talk about it, and, sometimes those are some of our most listened to episodes, and we really appreciate, fans for listening to those, because that's really who we are. We're real humans, too. We're real people who have real legit life problems, and it's not always guns and chasing bad guys and, woo, that was a great day, high five, let's come back tomorrow. No, sometimes it's like, gosh, I don't want to be here today.
And yeah, I often think that they see you guys and they see you rolling up and they see the uniform, but they don't understand that, a guy's wearing the uniform.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. We've had, me and JC have both had people be like, it must be nice just having a perfect life. And I was going through a divorce and had to see my kids. But you don't even know what I've been through.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure you guys have rolled up on domestic disputes that involve children and everything else. And I can only, you guys married, have kids, I'm going to presume, or?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I have children.
So when you go into something like that, that has to be especially hard for just a normal human being, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Should people understand that police officers are normal human beings that are doing a job that nobody else really wants to do?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's important. And that's been one of the goals of the show, is to show that, we use the things that we've had in our lives to help us empathize with people that we have to deal with from call to call. And
right.
for Big Bo and I and other officers that do that, and there's thousands upon thousands that do that have had these life experiences. You can relate to these people, absolutely. You can relate to the call about an argument between a husband and wife, or a kid that's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, or a domestic violence situation, or a suicide situation, or whatever. Once you self-identify and you look at the things that are going on with you in your own life, you can step back and go, okay, how did I resolve that, and how can I help this person resolve that? Now, that may not be the answer, right? What worked for you may not work for another person, but you can definitely have that foundation there in those building blocks to be able to try and find a solution to whatever these people's problems are.
Right. As you guys go forward, how far are you hoping to take the podcast?
Nationwide.
Well, I mean, you're worldwide right now because you're on the World Wide Web.
We're listened to in 48 different countries right now. I think the
Djibouti, Africa.
That's right. Shout out to our people in the armed forces who listen to us on. Sky's the limit, really. We really don't have a set place. We want to take it. We just want it to be successful, and we want people to find lessons from it and be able to apply those in their own lives. And that's really what it is. But if it has the listeners it has now, or it has 100,000 people on an episode, that's either one's great for us.
Well, I think what I'd like to do with you guys the next time I have you on, if you want to come back on again, that is. Now, I'm not going to make any presumptions here. I'd like to do a simulcast with you when you do your show.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'd love that.
If you would like that. Because my best friend around here is a cop. And he is he knows the ropes. He knows a lot of things and everything. And I don't really ask him about too much of his stuff and everything else because I don't think it's any of my business. But I think sometimes, especially today with this whole the problem I have with today is the Black Lives Matter, the idea that there is systemic racism within police, within the ranks of police. And right. I know that's not the truth. I know that's not the truth. I mean, for me, right, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. I got pulled over one time, and most police officers are a lot younger than me, so I got pulled over by a couple of kids, I thought. And I was in the wrong. I had paid my taxes on my tag, but I did not have the new tag on it. I had the receipt, but in this state, that doesn't matter. So they pulled me over, and they walk up on me, and I'm like, young man, before we start our business, I just want you to know that I'm a concealed carry permit holder, and I know I don't have to do it, but if it makes you feel better, you can hang on to it while we're talking. So I got out, and I let him have the weapon. And then they were just doing their thing, and then this kid, his partner comes up and says, you know, I saw this on the internet the other day. I said, well, that's funny, because I had it on the internet the other day on a video feed, because I used to quite insanely believe that people like to watch a radio show. And and he had seen it. So all of a sudden I'm sitting there, and they were listening to my podcast in their car when they pulled me over.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
And then their partners came rolling up, and they had their blue lights on, too. So while they wrote my ticket, I posed in front of their car and we did a couple of photos.
Nice.
Well, it is nice, but the thing about it is that I don't think up to that point until they figured out who I was, I did not think I was giving up any rights simply by complying with them and letting them do their job.
Sure.
I was in the wrong. I was in the wrong, and it just bugs me nowadays that people get out there. And I mean, if it's dark, I'm throwing on the dome light, put my hands at 10 and 2. As soon as you walk up to my dorm, I'll say, hey, I have a gun on me. I just want to let you know. Here's my permit. Don't worry. I'm going to be standing here, and this steering wheel isn't going to go nowhere.
And I think most of us are not going to, you know, it's like, hey, you know, appreciate the information, and that's it. And then you move on with your business.
Yep. Usually tell people to stand there. Just don't reach for it, and we appreciate that.
Now, and let's address this one thing. I kind of think the percentage of people that are actually criminals in the United States is probably pretty low. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
So probably just based upon just the rule of statistics, I would have to imagine that where we have the bad boy, rogue cop kind of thing, that is probably a very statistically low occurrence, isn't it?
Very much so.
Yes, very much so.
Very much so.
When somebody like that is identified and everything, does the system take care of him and he gets cashiered out of there? They try to rehabilitate him and give him a chance?
If they can catch it early enough, I think that I've seen it mostly. If you're in training and you're just not getting it and you're having a hard time getting over the hump, yeah. But if you're 10 years in and you're just a bad individual, it usually takes care of itself and you're no longer employed in this business.
Yeah, it's going to catch up to you at some point. I know that there's this misnomer out there about this big blue wall of silence or whatever, but I will tell you that no one hates a bad cop more than other cops, more than good cops, because any little thing, any little mistake that somebody makes or any bad decision somebody makes puts a light on the rest of us, and we have to carry on whatever it is that perception, because there's this one guy that did this and he made a decision. As a human being, he used his free will and he made a horrible decision and it had consequences to it, and it gets blown up in the media. All that comes back on the rest of us, and we have to carry that with us, and that's hard to do. So we don't want that. You know, the job's already stressful enough. We don't need that on top of it. So, we take care of it, though.
Street Warrior Radio Podcast. Go check it out. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all the ways that you can find it. Street Warrior Radio Podcast. Guys, thanks for taking the time. I had to reschedule them because things happened and everything else, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to come on the show.
Oh, absolutely. We appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. And we'll do this again very soon. Coming up next.
Sure.
From the creator of something called Mantis X, we're going to talk to a guy named Austin Allgaier. This is Lock and Load.
Would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.